Good morning. This is WYMC Regional News. With me, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good Wednesday morning, Judy.
Hey, happy Wednesday to you, David.
Well, on this Wednesday, we see it's like political musical chairs here. Assemblyman Pete Lopez is exploring and putting the pieces together, we're hearing, quote, for a campaign for the U.S. Representative Chris Gibson's seat, who Chris has going to step down and perhaps make a run for governor.
Yeah, Lopez is a Republican from Schoharie County. He is in the Assembly. He has filed with the Federal Election Commission as a candidate to represent the 19th Congressional District in the House of Representatives. Lopez told us this week the filing allows him to continue putting some political pieces in place and to begin fundraising in earnest. He said he did not want to make a formal announcement until after the November 3rd general election, so not as to divert attention from local races, but he said a formal announcement is likely in the near future. Of the 11 counties in the 19th Congressional District, including Sullivan, Ulster, Delaware, Otsego, Greene, Columbia, and Schoharie, as well as parts of Dutchess, Rensselaer, and Montgomery counties, Lopez already represents six. He would be the third Republican candidate to enter this race after former Assemblyman John Faso and Andrew Heaney. So far, no Democrats have announced interest in this. Gibson is a Republican from Kinderhook. He announced in January he would not seek a fourth term, adhering to his own belief in term limits in the House of Representatives. He hinted then at a statewide run. We're still waiting to see what will happen. One of the things he's talking about is strengthening the Republican Party in the state. According to campaign filings in the 19th Congressional District, the campaigns of both Faso and Haney have already raised more than $600,000. When asked in September about running for Congress, Lopez said he was taking his time and expected plenty of competition from other Republicans. Apparently that's happening.
Speaking of $600,000 or more, then, we have a story about a former executive of the Schenectady nonprofit who has got some jail time after admitting false reports on monies totaling more than $600,000 in funding.
Yeah, Jacqueline Gentile, a longtime chief operating officer at Peter Young Housing Industries and Treatment, was sentenced to 20 weekends in jail after admitting to filing false reports on that funding. She filed those reports with the state that claimed grant funds that went to drug treatment center in Brooklyn when they actually subsidize employees and programs in the capital region. She'll do 100 hours of community service. None of the money was used for personal gain. The court people in court yesterday emphasized the problem was they were diverted to not their intended targets in Brooklyn, but to programs in the capital region.
I'm talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy won't mind. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, David.